What do they not see? What, how could they possibly not indict? You know, I felt hopeless. I felt like there was not another corner to turn, like there was nothing left for me to fight for.
Good morning. That is Eric Garner's widow, Esau Garner, telling NBC's Today Show this morning that yesterday's grand jury decision was unfair. An illegal chokehold was used on Garner by an NYPD officer, causing his death, what the coroner ruled as a homicide. Post-verdict last night, demonstrators filled New York City streets and streets across the country to rally against the decision. Members of the public will get a chance to pay their respects to the late Marion Barry today. The body of the former Washington, D.C. mayor will lie in repose for 24 hours, beginning with a ceremony starting momentarily at 9. Tomorrow, a public procession will take place as Barry's body is taken to the Temple of Praise. Here at home, Indiana's Board of Education might be putting the brakes on e-learning days schools are planning to use for replacing snow days. The board says it wants to be sure kids really are learning and not just sleeping in or outside playing. Some members are worried about the availability of computers, internet access, and general legal issues. They're taking up the issue again in January. Indianapolis police are looking for two suspects who shot a man several times in a Castleton parking lot. They say he was shot on East 82nd Street last night and then walked into a Hooters restaurant where he then asked for help. Investigators say they found two vehicles involved in the shooting, but the suspects got away. A Marion County Sheriff's deputy accused of being drunk at work is now out of a job. According to documents made public yesterday, Antonio Coleman was fired back on November 23rd. He'd been on paid administrative leave since the beginning of October when someone reported smelling alcohol on his breath while working security at the city county building. The search for a Mooresville airman missing in Guam may be over. The Air Force says human remains were found yesterday in the general vicinity of where Alec Dye was last seen near Turok Beach. Dye has been missing since Monday morning. The remains haven't been positively identified yet. Indiana is joining 16 other states in a lawsuit challenging President Obama's executive order on immigration. They're asking Congress to rule it unconstitutional. Governor Pence called the unilateral action, quote, an unacceptable end run around the democratic process. A 15-year-old Anderson girl locked in a room and starved remains in critical condition. Officials say the teenager is mentally disabled and weighed less than 40 pounds when she was taken to the hospital on Monday. According to court documents, the girl's grandfather and his wife were getting $720 a month to take care of her. The hotel where former boxer Mike Tyson raped a beauty pageant contestant is reopening with a new name and a new look. The former Canterbury Hotel is now Le Meridien, Indianapolis. The price tag on this renovation and rebranding is $13 million. Well, your Pacers are in action tonight in Portland. They're on the road to take on the Trailblazers. Tip from the Moda Center is at 10 p.m. The Pacers come into this matchup at 7-11. Expect cloudy skies today with a slight chance of rain, the high of 38. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on your station for today's R&B and old school, 106.7 WTLC, and here online at TLCNaptown.com.